Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
We just celebrated a season where the Son was brought to us, right? And just like this song says, He rewrote our story. That day when He came, He rewrote our stories because He came with the purpose to go to the cross that He might cover all our sins. Everything, every single thing. Because grace rewrote my story, and I will testify. It's an awesome thing, and it's something we can be excited for. Because He already brought you from death to life. He already gave you life and life more abundantly. He already made you more than a conqueror. He already gave you victory. Woo! See, that's the thing. It's already yours. It's already given to you. So let's sing this again, and let's testify with our voices today, with our praise. You rewrote my story, and I will testify. By Jesus Christ the righteous, I'm justified. This is my testimony. Hallelujah.
I feel like I need to reintroduce myself. I've been gone for about 5 weeks. And what a blessing it is just to be back. But a little bit before Thanksgiving, I got hit with COVID. And my first reaction to that happening was, Lord, what happened? You know, for 2 whole years, we've been doing this and it never happened. COVID never got. I felt like I was invincible. Because of Jesus, not me. But anyway, my first instinct was to say, Lord, what happened? But that was for an instant. And the quicker I got away from that, questioning anything, I felt the quicker I could get into where God was. And so it wasn't like, what happened? It's like, where am I today? And where are we going? And that's what needs to happen, because if we start ever questioning, we're in the wrong road. John 16:33 says that in this world we will have troubles. And it's, you know, we're not supposed to have troubles. We're God's children, right? But if you believe one word of the Bible, you've got to believe that part of the Bible. But that's the thing, is that the quicker that you get from focusing on what could kind of keep you in a spot that the enemy would want to have you, and the quicker you can get into where God's at and where He is taking you to, the quicker you can get that healing, the quicker you can get through that time of trouble. So don't look at where you were, look at where you're going. And if you do that, continue to stand on His word that He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And so thank God I'm here. We're ready to party.
God has given me the greatest testimony of all. Well, one of them. I am just so excited to tell you that I have another miracle this week. And I thought I had enough already, but that's not the truth. I have just, it's been a great week, and God has been touching my family, which has needed it for many years. And I just want to praise God this morning because one of my kids, I'll call him a kid, my oldest son has just his heart is softened, and I just praise God for that. Only God could do that. And if anybody is having any of those kind of issues with your family, your children, or, you know, being estranged for some reason, just give it to God, because he can really do a miracle. Because it's just, I'm almost speechless, and that's really something amazing. But he has this week, and I've just got so much to praise God for. My health, which was actually used in this case. God can use anything to bring your family back, or your loved ones, or whoever it is, or whatever it is. Just trust in him. He can do it. Amen. Praise God.
I was listening to a Christmas album this week, and during the song they had like a little monologue. And so he was reading Isaiah 9, and you all know it. It's, you know, for this day, or, okay, how does it start? For unto us a child is born. There you go. It's right here on the bulletin. But when he was reading it, he came to the part where it says, his name shall be, you know, Mighty Counselor, Prince of Peace. But he said it in a different way, and I had to go find it later because it was said differently, and it's actually from the Message Bible. But what he said was, his name shall be called Mighty Counselor, Prince of Wholeness. And I thought that was so cool, because to me, when you think Prince of Peace, I think of one thing. But Prince of Wholeness, like mind blown, that covers everything, right? So I just wanted to share that with you because it gave me a different perspective on that verse. He's the Prince of Wholeness. And I just wanted to encourage you today, if you're struggling, if you're feeling like there's something missing, or you're feeling incomplete, the word says, seek and you will find. Ask and it shall be given. Knock and the door will be opened. So if that's you today, just seek out the Prince of Wholeness.
Sometimes we don't even know what we have until you don't have it. You wouldn't know joy unless you had the pain. You wouldn't know something was missing unless you had the whole. It is an upside down kingdom, and bad things can happen in the good. You know, good. God works all together for good. And even, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And this is such a wonderful season. And this is a time to hear those miracles. The miracles are there. This is the best time for people to actually listen to those miracles. For the football players that tell all their stories about the kids that are battling, you know, and all the wonderful Christmas traditions that we bring out every year. So enjoy the little things, because it's just, it's the time, it's the experiences, it's the little things. It's not a gift, it's not a box, it's not a thing from a store. It's time, it's his special gift. He loved the world so much that he gave his only son. Whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Man. And what a sweet gift. What a most amazing voice for your daughter to sing that to us. That's the best gift of all. Thank you so much.
I was all, no tears, and then I walked up in tears. So anyways, you know, God's a God of restoration. That's what Christmas is all about, is restoring us back to himself. And our daughter hasn't spoken to us for over 4.5 years. And over the last few months, it's been softening up. And yesterday, she actually told us that she loves us. Thank you. And so that was that's the best Christmas present we could ever receive. So God is a God of restoration. And like Linda said, just give it to God and he can perform the miracles. And to us, that was a miracle. So anyways, all praise be to God.
I just want to go back into what a friend. I feel like even after hearing all of these, everything that everybody's had to share, it's a great thing to remember today, huh? The day after we celebrate the coming of the sun. It's just that we were given such a gift. We really were. We were given the gift of communion, being able to talk to him one-on-one every single day. And it's true. We have such a friend in him that we can take everything, every situation in our life, every feeling, all of it, that we can just take it to him. And just like with Steve, we don't have to be the ones to repair things between even somebody that we don't know how to. Because if we just go after God and we're praying, he'll give us exactly how to repair everything in our life. Restoration is something that will come with the revelations that he also gives us. What a friend we have in him.
Sorry, dude. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't it good to know that Jesus is your friend? Aren't you glad? Amen. Are you glad for this season? Are you glad for the time when Jesus came to be your Savior? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just like to worship. We'd like to spend a little time and allow the Holy Spirit to oil down your hearts. How many say amen to that? How many want your heart oiled? Like a nice running machine. Amen. Great oil. Hallelujah. Did you ever figure that out, son? No. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Did you guys have a good Christmas? Everybody have a good Christmas? Amen. Hallelujah. How many ate too much? Anybody? Amen. I see a few hands. I've got every year I hide my scale, my wife's scale. That way we don't get on it for a while. Amen. Just get it out of the room and say that's it. If you turn to your Bibles what I want to do is I want to kind of go to a couple of scriptures that'll lead us into this. But hallelujah, glory to God. I got to walk back up here for the light. Praise the Lord. Title of the sermon is Some Kind of Wonderful. Amen? How many of you know that Jesus is some kind of wonderful? Amen? What kind of wonderful? He's the God kind of wonderful. Amen? Hallelujah. God is good. Amen? Boom, boom. Hallelujah. We'll get there, man. We'll get there. Yeah. You ready? Hey, it's good to have my son here. Everybody just say amen. Yeah, it is. It's good to have my son here. He's a blessing to me. Tells me everything. Yeah, he gives me all the facts. Amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah 9:6. Let's put that up. Isaiah 9:6. This is our power verse where he says, "For unto us a child is born." This got read before it, didn't it? Unto us a son is given, the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful. Everybody say Wonderful. Wonderful. Amen. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Notice that it says a son is born, a child is born, and to us a son is given. Amen. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Is that right? Amen. The Prince of Peace. Amen. Praise God. All the names of God. It was God on earth. How many remember that last year? Last week it was Emmanuel, God with us. Remember? Hallelujah. Well, Jesus has come and he has gone again. He sent his son to send his spirit to live in our hearts. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at another scripture here. It says, this is Joel chapter 2, verse 30. I want you to look at this. I will show wonders in heaven and in the earth, blood, fire, and pillars of smoke. How many say amen to that? The word of God, here's a prophet is saying, what God is saying is, I will show wonders in the earth. How many know that God has done a few things in the earth that's been kind of cool? Is that right? He's done a lot of things, that wonders. You know, the Hebrew word for wonder, I didn't give it to you, I didn't write it down, but the Hebrew word is pele, P-E-L-E, pele. That's a word for wonder in Hebrew, and it means miracle, marvels. Amen? God will do miracles and marvels. Amen? That's what it says right here. I will show miracles and marvels in the earth. Amen? I would say amen to that. I mean, are you guys tired of seeing God's miracles and marvels? No way. Will you ever get tired of seeing? Oh, can I tell you that the Bible says that we've got no idea about the God that we serve. How many say amen? All we know is he's a loving God. Amen. We know a few things. Amen. But we really, really don't know how big he is, how wonderful he is. How many say amen? Because, you know, people get into his presence and they get overwhelmed by him. How many say amen? He get just overwhelmed by the presence of God, overwhelmed who God is. And he's much more than what we even think about. Amen. Praise God. It says this in Micah chapter 5, verse 2. These are some scriptures concerning Jesus. It says, but thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah. Everybody say Ephrathah. Ephrathah. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but Ephrathah. Everybody, but thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from old, from everlasting. Who is he talking about? Jesus. Amen. Bethlehem. Naming the city where Jesus is going to be born, amen, Bethlehem. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I want to take you now into Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. Luke chapter 2, glory to God. Hallelujah. One of these days I'll get used to shifting gears from music to preaching. One of these days, amen? Hallelujah. But I can feel the Holy Spirit. Amen? How many say amen? Isn't it good to sense the Holy Ghost? Isn't it good to know that he's always with you? He says he'll never leave you, never forsake you. Amen? Hallelujah. No matter what you're doing, no matter who you are, no matter, as long as you know Jesus, can I tell you, you got it all. Amen? Amen. You got it all. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm ready now. We'll try it. Hallelujah. I just want you to look at this. Not look at it, just if you know this. Wiggle it. Come on, y'all. Use your instruments, eh? You might recognize it. I don't need a whole lot of money. I don't need a big fine car. I got everything that a man could want. I don't have a minute more. Come on. I don't have to stay out all night. I got, because I got a great God within me. Amen. And he knows how to keep me right. Well, my Jesus, right. Come on, Steve. Jesus, he's clean out of sight. Some kind of wonderful. You guys remember that song? Some kind of wonderful. I just did this last night, so no mess. Some kind of wonderful. Yeah, 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 yeah. Can I get a witness? Didn't it say that in that song? Can I get a witness? Hallelujah. All right. I didn't hear you guys sing, so we're going to do it one more time, right? This is the name of our sermon today. It's Some Kind of Wonderful. I mean, say amen to that. I know folks are looking at me. Man, you're weird, dude. I say, yeah, I am. It says, I don't need a whole lot of money. Come here, Steve. I don't need a fine car. And could want. Come on, sing it. That I could ask for. Come on.
I don't have to run around. Don't have to stay out all night.
Cause I've got
a great God within me.
And he knows how to treat me right.
Well, my Jesus, he's all right. Well, my Jesus,
he's clean out of sight. Don't you know
that is
some kind of wonderful. Sing it to him. You're some kind of wonderful. Sing it again. Lord, you're some kind of wonderful.
Yes, you are. Some kind of wonderful.
Yeah. Ta-da. Amen. Hey, you guys, how many of you know that God is wonderful? Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to just read this story, and we're going to listen to this story and just look at some things, because you know, I know God is speaking to my heart. How many of you know this is the last service for 2011, yeah. And this is the last service, and praise God, it's okay if we have a little fun, amen? You guys think it's all right? That's all right. It's okay. I grew my hair long for this event. But why can't you hear your mom? I can hear my mom. I can hear my wife. Praise God. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 2. We're going to start at verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus, that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And it was so that while they were there, the days were accomplished that he should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks. Now here it comes, folks. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to what? Everybody say all people. All people. Amen. Great joy, good tidings to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Folks, I'm going to tell you, this was a wonder. This was a wonder. This is, you know, where it says, I will do wonder. God said, I'm going to do wonder. This was a wonder. This was a sign. How many say amen? Amen. Oh, yeah. Not only did the angel of the Lord show up and say, this is what's going to happen, but now all of a sudden it opened up and there was a host of angels, and they're all saying, glory to God in the highest. I mean, can you picture it? This is in the midnight time in some field near Judea. And these shepherds are out there, and this whole sky lights up with a multitude of angels. Can you imagine that? Just think about it. It's kind of cool. Amen. Say glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, man. And it came to pass that the angels were gone away from them unto heaven. The shepherds said one to another, let us now go even to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger.
When they'd seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered. Is it a wonder? It was a wonder at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they'd heard and seen as it was told unto them. Praise God. How many say amen to that? Amen. Jesus was born. These hills opened up with the angels singing. Glory to God. And then the shepherds rejoicing at what they'd seen and heard. How many say amen to that? Isn't it good to see? Isn't it nice to see God do something? Isn't that right? How many like seeing God do something? I love to see God do something. You know, God is a God of wonders. We sing a song, God of wonders beyond this our galaxy. Amen. God is a God of wonders. Do you know that? Are you glad? Yeah. Are you expecting him to do wonders in your life? Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 77, verse 11 says this. You are the God who does wonders. You have declared your strength among the people. Is that verse 11? I will remember the works of the Lord, and surely I will remember the wonders of God. Amen. Do you remember the wonders of God? Do you remember when he went to take for him a people out of Egypt, and he began to do wonders, amen? They began to see all these kind of things. Hey, water turned to blood, as many flies as you could eat, amen? Come on, man, they had frogs. They had, I mean, the land stunk. They had hail and fire, amen? God was doing some wonders. How many say amen to that? God was doing wonders. Here's another wonder that you might want. Here's another wonder to wonder about. It says that when he took him out of Israel, when he took him out of Egypt, he brought him up to the Red Sea. And the Bible says that that night the wind blew and it dried a pathway across that sea. How many say amen to that? God doing wonders. How many know God's a wonder doing God? He does wonders. He just does. That's who he is. He likes to show himself. Amen. He just loves to show himself. When you're in trouble and they're telling you, hey, man, you better bow or we're going to throw you into the fire. Amen. He did another wonder with those three Hebrew children. They went into the fire. And then the king goes, didn't we throw three in there? How come I see four? Amen. God doing his wonders. God does wonders. He's a wonderful God. F-U-L-L, wonderful God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Took the children of Israel up against Jericho, a fortified city that they thought nobody could break down those walls. But God didn't just bring them down. He laid them down flat. Amen. So that his people who were outside the walls with a song, amen, and a shout, those walls came tumbling down. God does wonders. He's a wonderful, wonderful God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He died for us. He sent his son and died for us. That's one of the greatest wonders of all. How many say amen to that? Can I tell you the biggest miracle you're going to see is the day you got saved? How many say amen? God, come on. Don't you think it was a miracle that he saved you? Yeah. Hallelujah. Who wants me? Come on, man. Miracles of miracles. God so loved the world, man. For all men is what it says. That he gave his only begotten son. For you. It's a wonder. Amen. Come on. Why didn't he just start over? Why didn't he just, when things went south with Adam, why didn't God just start over? Start another one. Get it right. No. God is. I told a young man out in the street out here the other day, hey, I had made a mess in this alleyway here. and had a bunch of weeds down on the road and everything. And I saw them looking at me. I was knocking weeds down in that road. I saw them looking. And finally, got down on the road, and I started scraping it up and started to pile it up and put it in a can. And a young man came over, and he started talking to me. He goes, "We were watching you. We thought you were going to leave it there. We didn't. Said, did you bet any money on me?" No. That's that pastor next door, man. Let's see how he does, man. Let's see if he just leaves it there. Amen. And I told him something. I looked at him. I said, "Look," I said, "Yeah, man." I said, "I'm going to tell you something. Never, ever in your life let anybody clean up your mess." Amen. And I didn't realize what I was saying to him because it just came out of me. It wasn't, "Hey, Jesus loves you, man." It wasn't that. It was just, "Never let anybody clean up your mess." Oh, okay. And he took off. He left. I didn't get a chance to say much more than that. But I was thinking, you know what? God could have. But see, he started something. And he goes, "I'm going to clean it up." Amen? He sent his son. He said, "I'm going to clean up this mess." Amen? How many of you know that God is interested in you and he's cleaning you up? Amen? Come on. It's not a process. It's not something that you can take 3 pills a day for. Amen? And it's over. It is a growth with learning about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and who he is and what he's doing in your life. Hallelujah. Man, it's a miracle. A miracle. It's a wonder. Amen. I wonder why God chose me. I've got no idea. No idea. Because I still get up on the way in here. John was talking to me. I still get super nervous on the way to church. I still get super nervous when I get up and go to get up here. I still do. And maybe that's a good thing. Amen. Maybe that's a real good thing. That I know that I can't stand on my own. And I'm nervous. I get nervous. And I know, God, this nervous guy is dead. Amen. I died at the cross with Jesus. Hallelujah. But still, this guy still tries to jump up and get all nervous and where I'm fumbling around. That's okay. That's okay. I've really gotten to a place where I really don't care what people think. Amen. Come on, man. They think I'm dumb. I'm dumb. That's all right. I used to have a friend at work. He used to tell me that, "Henry, you're dumb." It was loving, though. It was just one of those guys, just a loving guy. His name was Carlos. He would tell me, "Henry, you're dumb." He said, "Henry, before you went upstairs, you would never work any overtime." I go, "Yeah, that's right." He goes, "But now you're up there almost 12, 14 hours a day. Henry, you're dumb." I go, "Yeah, you're right, Carlos. You're right. I'm not too smart." Amen. Everybody say amen. Come on. I heard that. Yeah, I'm saying, praise God, man. Now, I know it's a wonder. It really is to me. I still want to say, "God, why'd you pick me?" But God knows what he's doing. How many say amen? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The folks, we're heading into the new year. 22? Wow. How many say amen? How many of you thought? I remember in the 90s, 2000 seemed like crazy, you know? But here we are, 22 years into this new century. It's crazy. Psalm 77:14, we read that a minute ago, but it says, God says, "You are the God that does wonders. You have declared your strength among your people." I just want you to look at that for a little bit. He says that he has declared, you have declared your strength. Can I say this to you, that God dwells in you? How many say amen to that? Amen. That was in that song. You didn't catch that? Some kind of wonderful. He's in you. He is dwelling in you. And folks, I'm going to tell you, he says, "I have come to strengthen you." Every look at your neighbor and say, "God's strengthening you." He is strengthening you. He is placing his strength within you. Bible says that young men shall fail. Amen. The young men shall get weary and but he says, "But they that wait on the Lord, they will what? renew their strength. Man, they're going to, God wants to renew your strength. He wants to strengthen. How many get up early? How many get up out of bed a little slower than what you used to last year? Praise God. Oh, man, hallelujah. I got to set my alarm clock in time for me just to get my feet on the floor. Hey, no more. Amen. Why? Do you believe God can do wonders? Do you believe he can give you the youth that he's promised you? Do you believe that? Do you believe it can happen now and today? Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Check this out. I want you to see. Hebrews 10:35 says this. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great what? Reward. Can I just, one of the things I just feel the Holy Spirit is talking about this year is that at the end of this year, is that my people need to realize who I am within them. I am a God of wonder. Do you understand that? Do you understand what he's saying to you? He wants you to expect things that you've never expected before. Is that okay? He wants you to see things that you've never seen before. And he's going to show you those things if you will allow him. Amen? Hallelujah. Don't get caught up in the things that we see going around us. Don't get caught up in them. Because God says, look, I've got a different plan happening. Is that okay? He says, I am going to take the body of Christ into a place that they have never even thought of. How many say amen? He wants to show you things that you've never seen before. He wants to let you hear things you've never heard before. And he wants you to stay confident. Don't lose your confidence. Amen? When it says not to lose your confidence, if you look it up at that word confident, I can't remember what the word was. But you know what it said? Your ability to be outspoken. Don't lose your ability to be outspoken. How do you say amen to that? That's what this mic is here for. Step up there. Get up there and give that word that's messing around in your heart. How many know what it means by messing around? That word that comes up out of you, man, God wants to speak that out of your mouth to somebody. It's called prophesying. It's just being a prophet. Because guess what? Well, you say, well, I'm not a prophet. Well, guess what? Jesus was. How many say amen? Jesus was a great prophet. And he dwells within you. So yeah, he wants to speak some things. He tells us in the word of God, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. I will pour out of your innermost being living water. Amen? Oh, come on, man. So next year, what's going to change? Are you expecting a God of wonders to begin to do wonders in your life? Are you expecting that? Because come on, this is where God wants us to be. He says, don't give it up because it's got great reward. Amen? Oh, yeah, come on. Right here it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 10. Look at this. It says, as is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those that love him. But God reveals him to us by his spirit. I mean, say amen. Is God done with us? Mm-mm. The things you're going through are got purpose behind them. Do you understand that? Do you understand that the things you go through, the things that our world is going through, have purpose behind them? God is doing something. Amen. You remember the shepherds? They went their way praising God and singing because they had seen and heard things they hadn't expected. How many say amen to that? Because they had seen and heard things that they weren't expecting. All of a sudden, these angels showed up and they began singing to us. And the one told us that there was going to be a baby born that would be called the Savior. Come on. A baby, how do they know? It's a Savior. How do I know? Well, see, because it was prophetic. The nature was prophetic. So the prophetic nature of him who dwells in you wants to speak things within you so that they can come out of your mouth so that you can begin to prophetically speak things into the earth. Is that okay? Things you've never seen before, things you've never heard before. Is that crazy? Yeah, it sounds crazy. Well, that's what God wants to do in your life. Hallelujah. That's why you got to stay in the word of God. That's why we have to maintain what we are in our position in Christ by showing up to the dinner table. How many say amen to that? God is a God of wonders, and he wants to give you feasts that you can eat and be strengthened so that you can strengthen those around you. Isn't that right? Isn't that good? Praise God. Hallelujah. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into your heart the things that God has prepared for you. The master chef. Anybody like, what's that called? Benihanas? Anybody ever eaten at Benihanas? Where they sit there in front and they put a little volcano out of onions and stuff. It's kind of fun. It's a lot of fun. I know my grandkids really loved it. Yeah. And those guys are good. They've done it a while. Amen. I was one guy we had, he'd flip, I don't know if it was a salt shaker. What was it? Oh, and it landed in his hat? Yeah. I go, all right, you clown. No, but he was good. I mean, you guys, you know why? Because he'd been doing it a while. Amen. Can I tell you that God's been doing this a while? He's been doing things. He is like a master chef. When you show up to the table, you'll be surprised what he begins to give you out of his word. If you'll just show up and do it consistently and constantly, think about the things that, and you'll see the word of God beginning to come together. Here a little, there a little, precept upon precept. You'll read something and you'll have this little tidbit over here that you got that like Micaiah was saying, that he is a God of wholeness. Amen. The wholeness and all, you'll see all the little tidbits that you've been looking at begin to form this incredible, wonderful mosaic in your life. So don't let go. Get excited about 2022. Allow God to do it. I mean, say, hey, God, your word says that by your stripes, we've all been healed. Amen? Wouldn't it be incredible if the body of Christ began to shine with the healing that she's been given? Wouldn't it be incredible? Eye has not seen. Has anybody ever seen it before? No. How does it look like? We don't know. But God, you know what? God says, I know what it looks like. And it will be a glorious, glorious time. How many say amen to that? God wants to be even more than what we can understand in our lives. It's crazy. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about going to 2022. I say, I go out. I know what you've done so far. I've seen it. You've blessed our house. You've allowed us to do things. But God, I know there's bigger things that you have for us. I believe that we're going to touch this city. I believe that this city is a light on a hill. I mean, say amen to that. It's a light. People will come into this city and they will be going to some of the houses, some of the churches in town here to hear what God has to say. I'm going to tell you, I'm excited about hearing that some of the other churches are allowing the Holy Spirit to do what he wants to do in their services. How many say amen to that? You know, aren't you tired of services that just don't, the Holy Spirit can't do anything? We kind of do like three songs. We give out the bulletin. And that's okay. We kind of do that. But once we're into those songs, Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, do what you want to do, God. And you'll see that in 2022 that God is going to, you're going to see that when we allow these things to continue, the growth of the body of Christ is going to happen. How many say that? I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to hear about you going into a hospital and wiping out a wing. Amen? I'm excited to hear about you going into court somewhere and, man, all of a sudden, what are you doing in court anyway? No, but I'm excited about hearing you going in and then somehow the Holy Spirit just knocks everybody out. I'm excited to see, you know, how many of you pray that our government would just be overwhelmed by the Holy Spirit? How many of you believe that? Can he do it? So you see, he can. He's a God of wonders. He's a God of wonders. He can he can go into that, man, hey, the White House is in session, whatever, bam, and all of a sudden everybody's on the floor. Amen? Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Can you imagine that? And the Word of God says that He has things you can't even think of for us. Isn't that cool? That He's already prepared for us like a master chef, wanting to feed you with these things so that you will speak them into the earth. Speak the things of God to your children. Speak the things of God to your grandchildren. Speak the things of God to those that are around you. And allow the Holy Spirit to do the rest. Amen? Can I tell you, the whole thing is about the Holy Spirit. It's not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. The whole thing is about the Holy Spirit and what He's doing in the earth. And the world's got no idea what's going on. Amen. Can you say? Say amen. The world doesn't know. They can't understand it. They look at it. They say, well, I don't know. I don't know. They're weird. Yeah, we're weird. We are weird. But see, we are above and not beneath. That's right. We're the head and we're not the tail. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. We are healed. Amen. We are sons and daughters of God on the earth. The Bible says that those shepherds went and told those things that they had heard and seen to everybody around them, and those people wondered at the things that they were saying. You see, it takes the Holy Spirit to quicken the heart for miracles to happen. Amen? Amen. Are you ready to see miracles in 2022? If you are, stand up. We're going to pray for you. We're going to ask God to touch your heart. Hallelujah. Here's what the Lord's saying. He's saying, He goes, how long will you wait on me? For I have been waiting on you. How long will you look away while I have been looking at you? Look to me, my child, for the things that I have for you are wonderful things. Things that will satisfy, things that will cause you, hallelujah, to walk in joy and in peace, in love. Haven't I, says the Lord, haven't I spoken to you excellent things? Haven't I spoken to your heart excellent things? That you might be confident in the things that I've spoken to you. Man, I don't know who's here, but somebody has been thinking that God's not hearing them. Somebody here has been thinking that they have not, that God is not answering them. But God, I'm saying this morning, God is saying to you that He is looking at you. He's hearing you. Haven't I written to you excellent things in counsels and in wisdom that I might make thee to know, he says, that I might make you to know the certainty of the words of truth, that you might answer the words of truth of those that I send to you. I have poured my spirit upon you, says the Lord, that you might do those things that no other could do but you. Be not weary in well-doing, for you will reap if you don't faint. This is my word to you, says the Lord. I have loved you with an everlasting love, and I will cause you to ride upon the wind. I will cause you, you, my child, to see the glories of what I have for you. So don't be as the stubborn, that's what he's saying, as the stubborn mule. Don't be, that is, that would take men to pull and to lead. But allow your heart to be led by my spirit. Allow your spirit to savor my spirit, says the Lord. And you will see. You will see. Raise your hands if you want to see. If you want God to show you these. Father, we thank you, Lord. Father, we want to see more than we've seen. Father, you're a God of wonders, God. And God, we know that you are able to do far abundantly above that you have spoken, have said to us, Lord. So, Lord, we're here. We're here, Lord. Have your way in our hearts. Open those windows, Father. Father God, allow that blessing, Father, to fall upon your people, Lord. God, I'm praying, God, that the blessing of the Holy Ghost would fall upon your people this week, Father God. Let us go out of this year, Father God, rejoicing in what you've done for us, rejoicing in the God of Israel, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Father. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. In all things, Father, we give you thanks. And I thank you for my brothers and my sisters this morning, Father. I ask, Lord, you'd heal every ailment that you, Father God, that you have spoken in your word, Father. Everything, God, hallelujah. Your provision for their finances, your provision, Father God, for all their needs, Father. Thank you for it, Lord. We praise you for it. God, I thank you, Lord, for the wisdom and the understanding that you're going to quicken your people, Father God, in the times to come. Father, I thank you, Lord, those times that are coming, Father God, where the world might be in distraught. They don't know what to do. Your people will know what to do, when to do it. We thank you for that, Father, even now. Glorify your name, God. Glorify your name. Glorify your name. Let Father God, let your glory be seen. Let the glory of the Lord cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Let those waters, Father, go. God, let them flow into every home, Lord. Father, we thank you for it, Lord. We praise you for it, God. Holy Spirit, we love you, we love you. We love you, Lord, we love you, Lord. Oh, we worship you, Lord, now. Oh, we worship you, Lord, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Jesus. How many know there's none like God? None like God. Father, we thank you. Father, this rest of this year, Father, we ask you, Lord, Father God, that you would lead, guide, and Father, anoint us. Anoint us to touch the world around us, Father. We give you all the praise and the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. If you agree, say amen. Hallelujah. Hey, hug somebody's neck on your way out. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being here. We appreciate all of you. God bless you. Have a great new year.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.